We're doing the Sefer Amidot, we're up to page Kuf Mem Vav. V'im chacham libchat tavin ma'amar chasid alav shalom. And if your heart is wise, so then you'll understand what King David, the pious one, said, Tzame'a lecha nafshi, kama lecha besari, be'eretz tziyah v'ayef b'limayim. My soul yearns for you, my flesh thirsts for you, as I traverse this land that is arid and dry without water. וכבר הנני נבדל מרוחק ונעזב מכל סוגי הריבות העולם הזה ותענוגיו. David HaMelech is saying, I'm already at a stage where I'm not attached to any of the amenities of this world. ויעיד על עצמו ואמר, הלא כן בקודש חזיתיך, כלומר ביותי בירושלים יהיה לא תחסר, כל בחזיתיך גם כן בדבקות נפלא זה. He says, the same way, when I'm out here in the desert, and I'm without the pleasures of this world, I see you just as I did when I was Bakodesh in the holy city, when I had all the markets bustling all around me, and I was there at the height of my kingdom. I wasn't missing anything. I still was connected to Hashem. I wasn't thinking about the supper I was going to have. I wasn't thinking about the amenities of life. I was focused on my connection with you. ועל הרוב תמצא זאת בנערי בני ישראל כי ארך בשנים אינו מלומד בניסיונות ומתלב לפעמים אל דבר וחושב שכבר הגיע על מה שהגיע. And ordinarily you find the youngsters, they don't realize the tests of life, and so they think that if they get excited over something, they're getting excited over something positive. והמלומד בניסיונות שוקל זאת בפלס החוכמה. But after experience, after a person has had his trials and tribulations in life, so then he weighs things calmly and intelligently. Maybe it is his evil inclination that's getting all excited to do this. Maybe this will be a source of argumentation. Maybe he's getting all excited to do something that will ultimately annul his learning Torah. Sometimes people are so excited over doing something when really they're destroying, it could be destroying people's lives physically, it could be destroying people's lives spiritually. People mean well, but sometimes they could be going down the path that will lead to destruction. Al ken achai v'reai, so therefore, brethren and friends, chusuna, chamolu al nafshechem ha'atzula migovei meromim, kivat melechi, have some compassion, pity your soul, your soul that is really the daughter of the king. What you should always remember is what King David said, I take a look at my predecessors, I take a look at the elders, when I want to keep your mitzvot. As we explained, that sometimes a person can be completely off and think that he's the most pious person in the world. Look at everyone else. Has anyone else done this? If you're initiating something that you haven't seen your predecessors do, so then you have to be very, very careful, and you have to really consider if maybe you're going down a path that's incorrect. And so when a person awakens, he has to again realize, and he's concluding the chapter with the point in which he began two chapters ago, that a person has to realize that on a daily basis, the inclinations are trying to draw him astray from the correct path. There's this bear that's lying in ambush and waiting to take his soul. So son of man, strengthen yourself. Get up in the morning to fight your battles. Don't let yourself have a pitfall in your own home, but rather be prepared. Go prepared for battle. A person has to awaken in the morning and realize that life is about challenges and contending with those challenges. So just as you would go out to war with your sword on your side, so too you should be prepared. He's talking about Yiras Shemayim. So he says one aspect of Yiras Shemayim is that constant vigilance when a person realizes that in everything he does, the Yetzer Hara can throw his venom. Because he is evil, that inclination, and he shoots his arrows that are really arrows, poisonous arrows. Ask Hashem for help to avoid his trap. V'yeirinecha bo torato, Hashem will lighten your eyes with the light of Torah. Lisba ba'akitz tmunato, and you'll be satiated with Hashem, who will reveal of himself to you.